the smallness of his preoccupation about the size of the crowd, which he keeps returning to in a rather bizarre fashion.
How do you see this first week, David?
It does. We were here a week ago together, and it feels like a century. And I wonder, over the course of his presidency, can he keep up this pace of news and busyness and conflict without just exhausting everybody? And I will say, among business people I've spoken to, among political class, and among Republicans on the Hill, just a great sense of being unnerved at the instability. Partly he's done what he said, as Mark said. He's undermined the post-war international order pretty quickly. Tearing down TPP was a bill that I think economists say would have produced hundreds of millions, billions of dollars of earnings every year for Americans. This picking a fight with their second biggest export market, very unnerving. I don't see the... but then I think the two other things I'd say is the general sense of chaos and incompetence in how you do it. Okay, you want to pick a fight with Mexico. Do you have to do it by tweet? Do you have to put forward a proposal that would have Americans paying for the wall and then sort of withdraw it and then sort of not withdraw it? Do it in a way maximally designed to polarize Mexican opinion against the United States? And then the final thing is I'm left wondering how much of this is real. Okay, he signs a series of papers that Steve Bannon and others wrote for him, but who's going to implement it? Does it make any sense? We saw that with the Syrian ban in the discussion early in the program. Right. How much is the government just going to let him sign papers, and then it just goes along their merry way?